Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI, Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. By the way, Chad Tracy joins us tomorrow at 2:15. Also, Mike Florio returns to the show at 4 p.m. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. By the way, very controversial take from Tommy DeVito. He is a Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady guy.
But despite that, the Twitch chat very much approved of the Tommy DeVito vibe. They were liking it, like Tommy 2 Bill. Thought it was a good interview, so I kind of agree. I thought he was very likable, came off very, very well.
You know what? This is going to sound crazy because I'm not encouraging this from our callers, but I love it when people are comfortable enough talking with us, they just start swearing, even though they know they're on the radio.
Twice.
That's right. There's something endearing about that, and Tommy Two Chains, Tommy Cutlet, did an excellent job. I liked him a lot.
More shocking was Jackson bleeping it twice effectively, I think. You know, so
thank you. Not all heroes wear capes, but I do anyway.
Good job.
Well done, Jackson. All right. So you have been calling us, and you have been leaving messages right there. If you go to the Odyssey app, you can press the microphone button and leaving messages for the show. And we launch them sons of bitches right here with our take grenades. You got the opening there, Jackson?
Incoming!
Oh, that's right. And we're doing it all in the Ketchus Law Studios. No fee unless you win. What do you say, Jackson? Let's go ahead and we'll rip through a few of these. Ready? Pull.
Yeah, I'm calling about that whole booty situation. So, Rich, I'm going to need you to stand up, do a 180, and let me see if those exercises have got that gluteus-looking maximus.
That's right. You gotta get on your back and put the weight on your stomach and just thrust, thrust, thrust. And hopefully do it when no one's in the gym. That's what keeps the old apples nice and gives me old apple ass.
Apples.
All right. Let's launch the next one, baby.
Well, boom. It's 3:05, and Rich just said to Tommy Two Chains, Mike Vrabel can bust on you. Ew, Rich, ew.
You were feeling so comfortable.
Listen, everyone's obsessed with, like, you know, below the waist. I don't know if I approve of that. My goodness.
What if he's pissed about Two Chains? Because he said it stuck. But he can't. I mean, Tommy Cutlets is a legendary nickname that just got ripped away.
I wouldn't like either of those names.
Really?
No. I've never been a jewelry guy anyway. I've got no...
There was like a whole story behind the Cutlets. Two Chains is just he wears two chains. There was nothing very creative about it.
You want to be named after a piece of meat. Yeah. You know, the name Italian. You want is what Mickey Gasper... No, it was Mickey Gasper. It's what the dump truck Eric Miller just got from Chad Tracy. What was that?
The Godsend. We got to ask Tracy about that tomorrow.
Is there a better nickname than the Godsend?
No.
Except for the dump truck, because we thought of it. He just looks like a dump truck when he gets out there. But he has been, man, you want to talk about somebody, a trade that worked. Holy crap. A 0 ERA in like 9 1/3 innings, I believe, since they got him here. He's been
15
awesome.
Whiffs in 9 1/3. Pretty good.
Woo, not bad. He's part of the lunch pail guys, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's like Sogard, Siegler.
Part of utility men.
Yes. You had like 18 names
I
for
did.
Him. I just like lunch pail guy.
Thank you.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's pull.
So during the interview with Tommy Cutlets, Tommy said, I had these two chains that I wore, and the guy called me Tommy Two Chains, and it stuck. Rich certainly stopped everything. Oh, stop, 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 stop. You mean you had two chains that you wore around your neck?
You were shocked.
No, Rich.
You were shocked.
You wore them around his balls, you goober.
Once again, below the waist, everyone's obsessed with balls and butts.
Great take, you know. Grenade. I was shocked you followed up on that.
I don't know. Sometimes you, like, your brain turns off for like 4 seconds and you miss something.
I just love the way he calls you a goober.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, goober's a good word. It's a good word. I'll take it. I've been called way worse. And I deserve to be called a goober for that. There's no question. All right, let's go to the next one. Pull!
Boston versus Seattle music. Two words for you.
Billy Squire.
Ooh.
End of debate. Good, I don't care about those hippie flannel-wearing idiots moping around all over rainy Seattle. Billy Squire blows them all out of the water, baby.
These are good takes, by the way.
That's very good takes. Now, unfortunately, they have Jimi Hendrix, they can claim, but I leave him out of this. But if you go with just the top five Seattle bands, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, throw in Heart, you can throw in Heart if you want, versus Aerosmith, Boston, The Cars, New Edition, and Jay Giles Band, more albums sold, Boston, by 25 million albums.
It's not about albums. Listen, that's an impressive back and forth. The New England one is impressive. I'm talking personally, and I think it might be because Alice in Chains is there. And you know what? Throw in Temple of the Dog. Like, if you want to, okay, what is the best single album from both of them? Like, I would say from New England, I would say the best album, in my opinion, is Toys in the Attic.
Well, the Boston debut album is untouchable.
Yeah, that might be better than Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith. And that might be sacrilege me saying that, but I would rather listen to Boston's first album. But I would, then to that, I would say Alice in Chains, Dirt, and Temple of the Dog is better than the Boston album. Mm. Like, there's no question. I think Alice in Chains, Dirt is one of the greatest albums that's ever been recorded. Mm. But that's just my personal opinion. It is definitely a worthy head-to-head battle.
Good debate.
Yes, good debate. Got no problem with that debate
and
at
actually,
all.
Nevermind is probably the most commercially successful album of the bunch, right?
Has Nevermind sold more than Boston? Because Boston's debut was just, like, it's a phenomenon. To this day, whenever you see, like, best-selling albums of all time, Boston's debut is always up there.
I'll check on it.
All right. I bet Boston still has the edge. All right, let's say poop.
Who wears the most bracelets? Greg Hill, Johnny Depp, Lenny Kravitz.
And we're going to add Ted Johnson into that, too.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about Ted. Ted wears the stack on the right wrist.
You know, and he wears the same one as Greg. And you know what? And the thing I've noticed that everybody that has those style of bracelets is very, very successful.
Yep. I didn't. Well, I mean, because you're only looking at successful people that have them.
That's true. I mean, I don't wear them.
So, I mean, does Greg have like the tons
of
bracelets?
Yeah, Greg, Ernie Buck, no, Teddy.
But not the stack like that. Like Teddy.
Teddy's got the Johnny Depp style. Like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, Ted seem like they're like cloth, or not cloth, like rope, right? That's not like the bangles. Like Johnny Depp, when he walks, it's like he's like, who's the guy from the Marvel Shang-Li and the Eight Rings? It's like
he's a giant Shang-Li.
Whatever his name is. But he is like they clank when he walks.
Clankers.
Johnny Depp.
You can't listen to an interview with Keith Richards anymore because his clank, like, it's like he's wearing chains, like, all over the place.
I've never been a jewelry guy, whether it's braids. I don't even wear a watch.
Yeah,
it's
either.
Very strange. It's my eczema, I guess, Tom. All right, let's go to the... How many do we have? One more? Can we do one more? Okay, let's fire. Woo, go!
Jonathan, if you can hear me in the front seat of the helicopter, let's play helicopter bingo, okay? I see Massachusetts. I see...
Is that the end of it?
What happened? Oh, no.
It just got cut.
I see another Massachusetts.
Oh. All right.
I see a lot of red and white ants down there. Wonder what's going on. Let's head home for Din Din.
It's my favorite video. Justin Turpin should be. He's like Scorsese.
He is.
Like the way he captured Christian Gonzalez getting ready to speak, and then, like, in the upper left corner of the screen, you see Robert Kraft's helicopter coming in. It's just hijacked the entire thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, baby. Is that Foxborough, beloved? Stop at Cumberland Farms on the way home. I want to
he's a Cumbies guy. I didn't know that, yeah.
I want a Slim Jim or eight.
That video is so great. If you've not seen it, go to weei.com, go to the Facebook page, whatever. And he's just completely hijacked Christian Gonzalez's press conference. That sound we played is literally him trying to talk. All right. We will be back. Not long. We will be right back.
WEEI. Austin's Sports Original. Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.